The man who was called a father of photojournalism has died in France at the age of 95. Henri Cartier-Bresson started out as a painter. In the 1930s, he took up photography using lightweight, high-speed Leica cameras. His black-and-white images of the human experience captured from all over the world influenced generations of news photographers. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has a remembrance.
Henri Cartier-Bresson gave magazine readers a sense of what the world looked like. He showed the grief of India after the assassination of Mahatma Gandhi, and the brief pleasure of sturdy, dusty construction workers in Moscow taking a break to dance. Cartier-Bresson was always in the right place at the right time. China, as Mao Zedong's revolution was rolling in, Indonesia, as it became independent. And Henri Cartier-Bresson captured not only historic events, but ordinary, decisive moments. A Frenchman leaping just so over a huge puddle. A spectacled Spaniard looking through the fence of a bull ring. He created, in his camera, compositions that painters would envy. He stopped taking pictures in 1975. When I interviewed him in Paris last year, the great old, sweetly crotchety photographer was saying things like, "I know nothing about photography," or, in this excerpt from the Morning Edition profile, "I never think about photography," he says. "It doesn't interest me.
It's instant drawing photography."
This is the man who once said photography was a matter of putting your brain, your eye, and your heart in the same line of sight, thus defining the search for photojournalists. And Henri Cartier-Bresson achieved that alignment better than just about anyone else ever. The pictures he made over a 45-year career have influenced every professional photographer and countless amateurs. In his Paris living room, leafing through a book of favorite photos by other people, Cartier-Bresson pauses at an image captioned "Black Boys Ashore, Lake Tanganyika."
C'est la première photo qui m'a impressionné.
The first picture that impressed you?
Yes.
Martin Munkachi took the picture in 1931. Three African teenagers run into the surf. Their arms stretch toward the water. Their heads are thrown back in joyous anticipation. Their naked bodies glisten. Why is this so good?
C'est la perfection. Without that photograph, I never would have thought of taking photographs. It was a challenge.
Does it seem a very difficult photo to take?
It's perfection. Of shape.
Henri Cartier-Bresson said that picture made me suddenly realize that photography could reach eternity through the moment. After he first saw it, Cartier-Bresson bought himself a camera. And with that portable Leica, Henri Cartier-Bresson, who died just a few weeks before his 96th birthday, left the world a legacy of images made with the eye and heart of an artist. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Some of Cartier-Bresson's photos are at npr.org.